All right, let's move on, if we may, to item four. This is the proposed consultancy study on enhancing visitor experience and connectivity from the hinterland to and within the harbourfront areas. Just background, and members, I think, are fully aware of this. We were allocated $500 million to spend on harbourfront enhancement, as you know, and we'd identified six projects, four of which are promenades and open space enhancement, but two are consultancy studies, and this is one of the studies that the Harbour Unit is proposing we should take forward. So, if you would, Rosalyn, thank you. Oh, sorry, I'm just being reminded. A declaration of interest, is anybody involved in this study? Ah, sorry.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not involved in the study, but you know, but I may possibly bid for one of these connectivity studies. So I defer you, you know, whether I should.
I think if you're a potential bidder, you can take part in the discussion. I see no reason. You're not involved yet.
No.
No, that's fine. Please participate and comment. Thank you. Sorry, Rosalyn. Please. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Following the announcement in the policy address of January 2017 of earmarking $500 million for harbourfront enhancement, the HC has decided earlier on to fund a number of initiatives using these resources. And one of these initiatives was about improving the streetscape and signage in the harbourfront areas. Subsequently, there was a suggestion that the initiatives should cover ways to facilitate and encourage trips to the waterfront, as well as creating identities for the specific area. We therefore propose to use the current study to identify ways to enhancing visitors' experience and connectivity from the hinterland to and within the harbourfront areas. We further propose undertaking the study based on case studies of two developed harbourfront sites and then generalising the recommendations from these case studies in the form of a planning framework and guidelines to provide references for planning and taking forward harbourfront initiative in future. In identifying the locations, we have focused on developed waterfront areas where there are well-defined patronage groups with clear public expectations on the usage, and as well as there should be well-established neighborhood characteristics. This would allow the consultant to come up with concrete recommendations for swift implementation, providing experience to the HC and project proponents in a timely manner. The first location that we have identified is the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront. It is a 500 meter long promenade which stretches from the Avenue of Stars to Hong Hum. It is elongated in shape, it has multiple entrances, and is separated from the inland by the multiple lane Salisbury Road. We have tried to identify some existing signage and street furniture of the area, including sculptures, benches, and lamp posts. Unlike the adjacent Avenue of Stars waterfront, which has a distinctive movie theme, this promenade is relatively simple. We see the potential for it to be themed and uplifted into a brand new attractive destination. The second chosen area is the Tai Kok Choi harbourfront. With the Hoi Fai Road Garden and Promenade, the Tai Kok Choi waterfront study area has a total length of some 400 metres. Here are some existing installation and landscaping in the Hoi Fai Road Garden and Promenade. Despite being in close proximity to the MTR Olympic Station and surrounded by a number of private residential developments, its utilization is not particularly high. We want to consider ways to uplift these areas while respecting the existing site conditions. Moving on to the actual scope of the study, we propose to task the consultant to study two major issues. The first one will be to address the issue of how to enhance visitors' experience within this site location. Visitors' experience could be enhanced if the area has a themed design. Accordingly, we propose to invite the consultant to suggest at least two themes for each of the study areas. Making reference to the examples of the Avenues of Stars, which has a theme of saluting to Hong Kong movies, this could be something like Backyard in the Vicinity, or Romantic Dating Spot, or Best Fireworks Viewing Site, or Artistic Photo Shooting Location. In the process, the consultant should point out the local characteristics of the study areas and demonstrate how its suggested theme could complement with the local characteristics. It should also engage relevant stakeholders in finding out the current pattern in using the site and their aspiration for the study areas. There should also be recommendation on uplifting measures and interesting attractions which would help bring about the themes, provide new points of fun, encourage repeated visits. Example, there could be new customized artwork or features inspired by the local history. Benches could be installed in an appropriate orientation for viewing sunset or fireworks. Or we could have more greening area through floral species. To keep the matter focused, these recommendations should be made on the basis of existing site conditions without the need to redo some existing works. We don't want to replace all the existing piles with new ones or demolish the existing benches, which will be a waste. Based on the proposed theme, the study should further devise connectivity enhancement proposals. As a first step, the consultant is invited to identify five most popular routes and ways that the visitors travel to the study areas. And it should propose ways to enhance their journeys in terms of experience, safety, convenience, and comfort. The suggestion should also include, but not limited to, connectivity and urban design proposals, signage, street furniture enhancement. Solutions from software side, such as IT, could also be looked into. As far as the scope of the current study is concerned, it does not aim to suggest constructing new routes, but only some minor works. We propose to task the future consultant with completion of an inception report, and then four working papers covering the visitor's experience and connectivity for each of the study areas, to be followed by a final report. The consultant should be invited to brief and consult the HC members regularly, so the members could provide timely advice. Moving on to the selection criteria of the consultant. Taking reference from past experiences and existing guidelines of the government, we propose to select the consultant based on the set of combined assessment according to the submitted technical and fee proposals. This would allow us to take into account the service quality. Specifically, we propose to include in the technical assessment criteria, like past experience of the consultants, the quality of the proposal in responding to the assignment brief, relevance of the proposed approach and methodology, as well as suitability and adequacy of their professional manpower support. Noting that the study will involve a significant portion of design elements, it should also give weight to innovation and creativity. On way forward, subject to members' views expressed today, we want to invite consultancy proposals in August 2018 and then appoint a consultant in October this year. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. As you know, we've been urging the Harbour Unit to partner with us in preparing scopes for studies and the focus of studies, so I think this is very encouraging in terms of overall direction. Obviously, I'm delighted to see the two-envelope approach, and you know why I'm mentioning that, but that's for another day. Just a comment on timing. If we award this year, do we need to? Is it going to take us to 2020 to get the answer? Anyway, that's just a point. It does seem maybe the time the government would normally allow, but in the private sector, we'd anticipate doing things much quicker than that. But members, please, Vincent. Thank you.
多謝主席。 我覺得這個study 都是非常值得做的。 其實我對於嗰個 scope of work 咧，其實都係有一啲嘅意見或者建議嚇。咁、我見到嗰個 task 都係 focus on 尖沙咀同埋大角咀兩個 area 啦嚇。咁、我希望咧就係話成個即係study 嘅 methodology 咧未必需要咁快去 jump into 即係呢兩個 case 嘅嚇，因為咧其實我哋講緊一個叫做 visitor experience 咧嚇，咁其實過去我哋一路喺個 Harbour Fund 度做咧，即係由規劃做設計去到嗰、那個即係營運咧嚇。其實我哋都encounter 到好多嘅問題嚇，譬如話究竟一個即係 vibrant 嘅 harbourfront 佢有啲乜嘢嘢嘅設施咧嚇，係咪淨係鋪 gym 種樹行人咧？有冇一啲嘅即係 interactive 嘅嘢咧？咁我哋亦都喺中環嘗試過好大塊地去鋪一啲嘅即係活動空間喺度嚇。咁我哋亦都有啲 argument 就係話，究竟我哋個 waterfront 其實幾闊先至啱咧？我哋一路以嚟係啊，撈咗即係由2004年開始咧，我哋就係咁喺個海濱嗰度畫20米，即係就設出嚟做個harbour front。咁去到啟德呢就有啲就係35米，有啲去到50米，去到有啲 case 我哋係根本都唔知嗰50米去擺啲咩好，因為樓又唔准起，即係好多嘢又唔准做，咁我哋又發覺可能50米又真係太闊，去 fill with 一啲即係嗰個餐廳嗰、那個 edge 可能離開個海邊成50米闊，即係你行埋去買杯雪糕行返出嚟嘅時候都已經即係都融咗啦，或者係即係瞓著咗啦。咁即係其實我哋有冇一啲嘅即係我覺得而家係時候去搵返一啲 guideline 一啲 guidance， 就係話即係我哋又發展咗14年啦，即係世界各地可能又有啲新嘅 example， 咁會唔會就話藉著呢一個 study 呢，真係去睇返一啲嘅即係vibrant, exciting 嘅 world class example， 究竟即係佢嗰個 facilities， 佢嗰個 design 同埋一啲 critical 嘅 dimension provision， 乜佢個 practice 係點樣呢？我覺得即係藉著呢一個嘅顧問研究，可以有一啲咁嘅資料呢，係俾返即係我哋去即係為將來去規劃設計營運去有一啲嘅參考，然後先至針落去即係一啲 case study， 尖沙咀又好大角咀又好，即係作為一啲試點呢去做嗰個 example。咁主席，我希望係多一啲嘅即係 research base 嘅material 喺呢一個研究裏面。多謝主席。
Thank you very much. Alan Lowe, please.
唔該 ,Chairman. 我即係一個 observation 呢，就因為我見到嗰、那個、那個 presentation 呢，其實第好初其實都已經睇到有 theme 呢樣嘢主題。咁其實呢一樣嘢呢係係好 interesting 嘅，因為我哋好似香港政府啲 project 呢係好慣性，係好鍾意 theme 嘅類嘅，咁即係例如呢個又星光大道又要用電影嘅 theme 啦，跟住唔知邊度又打功夫啦，跟住又邊度又中藥啦，咁即係其實呢樣嘢唔係一個壞事嘅，不過但如果講緊譬如話你做呢一個 exercise 之後起再 run competition 啊，或者 ASD 起啊，設計得嚟可能搞得嚟其實都係10年後嘅事。其實喺呢一個世界裏面，呢一個世界而家可能我而家啲 trend 係快到喺呢個 social media Airbnb generation， 其實6個月後行嘅咩 trend， 或者大家對咩有興趣，其實我哋都唔知道嘅時候，咁premature 去落咗一個 requirement， 去硬性要 theme 咗一個地方，我覺得係我如果唔介意，我用一個即係重啲嘅詞，我覺得係一個好大嘅 mistake 嚟咯。咁亦都 即係 echo 翻其他 member 頭先個 observation， 其實係真係要睇翻一個即係咁好嘅 opportunity， 其實我哋點解唔去首先係去study 翻或者係 reference 翻世界各地一啲真係做得好好嘅 waterfront 嘅 case study 攞嚟睇下人哋點樣做得咁成功。咁我哋其實真係我哋有全世界一流嘅 harbour， 但係即係好可惜我哋到而家我哋用嘅 harbour 都仲係未如理想啦，叫做。唔該主席。
Thank you. Kelly, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.I was wondering if this study may be overlapped with the agenda number 5, the consultancy study on the models, because I think certain content may be overlapped. So I was feeling there may be some wastage of funding if we do have this kind of overlap. And what's the budget in mind that the team has for this study? Because $500 million is not much, you know, it can be spent quite quickly. So if there is overlap, should we really have a more holistic review before jumping to conclusion? And I do like the concept of having some quick fix, because a big review or study may take a long time, and by the time we get into something done, you know, it may be another decade or so. So some quick fix, if we do feel these two locations are really in need to have a greater usage or connectivity, then I would suggest that the briefing to the consultant must be a bit clearer, because I don't see the point of, say, what are the targeted users of those two locations, because I feel Dai Kok Chui is more locals and Tsim Sha Tsui is more tourist plus local. So with different targeted users, you know, the experience or connectivity ways, you know, or models will be very different. You know, some may be driving while tourist does not drive or something like that. And also, you know, if they target on more family usage in Dai Kok Chui, for example, should they have more babysitting areas or, you know, playgrounds, you know. So I think we need to have a more, a bit clearer and specific briefing to the consultant. Maybe they already will put that into place, but I just want to make sure they don't miss out these kind of criteria.
Thank you very much. Maggie, please. And then Raymond. Thank you.
I may have misunderstood this, but my reading of the way this is put to us is that these two areas have been put forward for analysis rather than anything else on what can and could work or what works there already but needs improving. And then you're supposed to use the principles these two districts produce as references for how they may apply to other parts of the harbour. And whilst I can see that this may be a sensible, you know, one way of approaching it, as part of the study, I would very much like to see how principles established in two areas can actually be applied in other districts. Because, as has been pointed out, you have very different characteristics in each. And whilst you can get some principles out of that, they don't always translate to the characteristics of another area which is not used in the same way or for the same uses. But there are some certain, I think, commonalities that we need to look into. Obviously, I don't particularly like the way of this signage. I mean, this is more of a wayfinding exercise and trying to then develop the best ways of getting people to the harbour front and making sure they enjoy the usage of that harbour front. And of course there are different ways that people want to enjoy it and how they different ways of getting there. But I mean, it is a much more holistic approach than just looking at signage, which I know has been made the point, but I think that comes out rather as being one of the ways it's experience and connectivity from the hinterland, which it needs to be interpreted much more broadly, I think. And I do like the thought that from Vincent that maybe we could look at some extra uses that aren't actually haven't appeared on any of our waterfronts, but would be very enjoyable for people to use. But I certainly think that if they're going to use just two case study areas to look at the principles that might be referenced for the rest of the harbour front, I would like to see how those can then be referenced against one other area so that we can be sure this really works.
Thank you very much. Raymond, please.
多謝主席。我就對這個研究範圍呢都想攞啲澄清嘅。因為我睇而家個 draft paper 呢主要都係講嗰個海濱嗰個陸地嗰部分。咁其實嗰個水體同埋陸地嗰個連貫點連通點嗰度好似都冇乜處理。譬如呢個尖東海濱長廊呢其實以往都係一個非常之受歡迎嘅譬如係一個龍舟競技場嚟嘅。佢亦都喺附近佢可以一路直通啦經過紅磡呢可以去到土瓜灣嘅。咁個連貫性呢另一邊呢如果去尖沙咀。其實即係每個都有佢嘅特性嘅，即係譬如大角咀嗰個咧，我經常去大角咀呢一區，但我都唔知道點樣可以入到呢個海濱部位，因為事實上真係非常困難，即係佢係俾啲主要通道啊，同埋啲私人發展就包圍住啦，即係普通人真係好難入到去嘅。咁我想澄清下，究竟喺嗰個私人發展度有冇一啲公共行人通道係可以去到呢度咧？呢、這個都係其中一部分，同埋即係喺個即係水體同埋陸地嗰方面嘅交接啊，有冇咩嘅設施可以活化到佢咧？我睇嗰、那個研究應該都要包埋呢一點嘅。多謝主席。
Thank you very much. KY and then Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I do echo on Maggie's comment. Well, for this study on conductivity, I think we should ask request the consultant to focus more on how to actually, well, help visitors to find their way to the waterfront. Let me quote one example, not very clever example or good example. When the Central and Western District have their opening ceremony for the wholesale market waterfront, I find that both actually, I myself and Vincent actually fail in finding a way because I took a taxi and the taxi driver stopped at the vehicular exit and I have to walk half of the waterfront to the entrance. And Vincent, I thought that get off his taxi from somewhere near Shun Shan Park, right? So, I mean, actually, when we left, we know that, well, if you actually get along Hill Road, where you have MTR station there, then you walk straight. I mean, it's a matter of, part of it is signage, but part of it is actually how to pass that message. Okay.
Thank you. Paul, please. Thank you.
So building on previous comments, if this is to help us to come up with good ideas for the rest of the harbour front, then I kind of wonder about the two sites that have been picked and whether we can pick better sites. If we look at Tai Kok Choi, it's in perfect shape. It is actively used as an annual inspection area for vessels by the Marine Department. Repairmen who helped the vessel owners, they park their vehicles in the roundabout and go to the waterfront and do some last minute repairs and they attend that. The park next to the promenade is being redone. We have seen plans for that. So there is really no need. I mean, the connectivity issue really is the highway and so on, and we know that. You either have to go through the MTR station, which is not very handy, and it's a long way, it's very convoluted, and there are no real alternative pathways. The marine guys have a little bit of a footway to get through at the ground level towards the closest entrance to the MTR station. There is a connectivity issue, but that is the way the overall design and layout of that whole area is, and there's very little opportunities for intervention. And in terms of making this a reference site for anything else, I mean, it's a perfect area already, and you've got a great park, and you've got lots of open space for the audience that lives there in immediate walking distance. This area, in terms of being an attraction for anybody living on the other side of the highway, will always be somewhat limited. But it is really about a physical connection rather than anything else. So I'm not sure the Thai Kok Choi is therefore a good one. The Chim Chai Choi East one is a very narrow one, and the issue with the Chim Chai Choi really is the fact that the former international mill centre hasn't been developed yet. So I don't see that there is a great urgency to upgrade any of this particular pathway. And also the connectivity is fine, except for the one that can be improved, and it's been highlighted by New World in their several proposals. It's a matter of whether the government gets on with making that improvement to the MTR, to the railway station connection that's been highlighted by New World in their several proposals. So just do it or not. But I don't. Again, I think Thai Kok Choi, the Chim Chai Choi East one, because it's so very narrow, so very specific, and because one end hasn't been developed yet, the former international military, I think it's not the right time necessarily to spend and looking at it. If we're going to work on anything, Tsing Yi waterfront would be a great work area for a consultant to work on. Incredible usage, very great local audience, diverse waterfront issues. There's connectivity issues, there's entertainment issues, there is lack of food and beverage. There are those kind of things that... there is interaction with residential units behind. Some areas they don't have residential units. There's more open space, and you've got a great audience there of people that use this every day. I don't think we have spent time on looking at it, but that will give us a much more of a reference of how can you improve a waterfront and address some of the issues that Vincent has raised in terms of food and beverage and other activities, and there's connectivity issues and so on, and shading issues and seating issues. But you've got a great audience to work with. And then the other one, of course, Kennedy Town. I mean, we're going to have the first three berths coming back to public use. So far, they've been protected, quote-unquote, by the fact that people are there basically illegally and therefore at their own risk, and therefore... we have this free space where they can do whatever they want to do and nobody's responsible for what they do. But as a result, they do all these fantastic things themselves, and it seems to work and people enjoy it. If you now go to where we just opened the waterfront of the wholesale market, and you stand there and you count, which we have people doing. So if you count the people that go left to the pier or right to the wholesale market, 80% of the people go left to the pier. But there's no fences, free space, whatever you want to do.
Oh, sorry, can you keep it concise?
So my point is, Chair, that we have a challenge there of what to do for the first three births, and then the challenge is the next 20 births and the future. So this, if we want to work on something, this is where we got to work out and find solutions that we can use everywhere else. So here are consultants who really get to work. And we got a great audience. We've got existing people that go there, lots of them, and their challenges. So to me, it will be a far more relevant study areas than Thai Kok Choi and Chim Chai Choi East.
Thank you. All right. Francis, please.
Thanks, Chairman. 我自己睇呢，而家尖沙咀嗰一段呢，同紅磡碼頭嗰一段呢，那個中間嗰個聯繫呢，非常差嘅，而且係即係好臨時嘅，就想呢天橋再走返落去咁樣。我想可唔可以呢喺呢個 study 呢，加多一個？ 一個 scope 就係去研究一下有咩可以改善嘅空間呢？咁樣就或者係同呢個 MTLC 商量一下，睇下點樣去做一個好啲嘅 connection。
Thank you, Freddy, please.
Thank you, Chairman. On the issue of hire engaging a consultant for this job, we've heard many comments on the importance of the quality of the space. I think that will also reflect on the quality of the consultancy bid. So I would solicit the Bureau to consider putting a higher weighting in the technical proposal, especially on the innovative part and also on the quality of the past deliverable rather than on the fee of the consultancy bid, because the last thing we want is to award this to a cheap tender and coming back with a cliche job. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ivan, please.
唔該，主席。好快講，因為大家都講咗好多。第一個時間，再睇到由下一個窗開始做兩年，咁都好大感慨。我就嚟夠鐘要離開啦。咁下一 term 嘅 member 都可能成個 term 都淨係要處理個 research。咁我希望喺時間上真係可唔可以再重新檢視一下。如果我哋不斷都仲係喺度做緊一啲咁嘅研究，而實質上個社區或者個海濱冇一啲實質嘅改善，呢個係唔係一個我樂見嘅嘢啦。咁返返嚟講呢，就我贊成阿 Vincent 講，即係我哋需要係時間需要檢視返做一啲 research。咁但我有少少唔同嘅睇法，就係如果我哋再只係 focus 或者停留做 research 呢，就正如我頭先講，我哋開始冇乜一啲實質嘅改善係俾市民感覺到或者享用到。咁我會建議可唔可以係雙軌並行，同時做 research， 同時而家講呢兩個位置，其實不斷頭先個 presentation 都講話唔係將佢拆曬重新做過，只係睇有啲咩好快 quick win 嘅嘢。咁呢啲正正可以去引證個 research 裏面我哋想 establish 嘅一啲 guideline， 咁令到大家或者個市民可以真正即係從一啲數字圖紙上面去 relay 翻落去實際環境。咁返返嚟講嗰兩個西呢，其實嗰兩個西我見到大家選擇呢，似乎一個係好 local， 一個好 tourist。 咁但係呢個喺我自己睇會返返去一個好基本嘅問題，就係成個 neighborhood， 即係一個社區嗰個 urban design。 大角咀嗰個海濱點解失敗呢？如果你哋花啲時間去研究一下隔離嗰個私人屋苑有啲咩設施，你係一啲都唔奇怪住喺嗰度啲人係冇興趣落去你個海濱嗰個公共空間。佢裏面有一個超大型嘅私人會所，有曬所有 outdoor indoor swimming pool， 有曬好好嘅 landscape。咁喺嗰度嘅本區居民肯定帶細路仔落去，會喺自己嗰個屋苑裏面嘅範圍，無論安全啊、保安各方面都會理想過帶出去對面馬路呢個公共空間。咁同樣返返嚟講，尖沙咀嗰個之前個滑鐵路，就亦都係正正我哋冇好恰當地去 engage 一啲 local 嘅 neighborhood， 包括一啲酒店嘅營運者等等。咁其實係咪兩樣嘢並行，就係、是、喺一啲 existing 呢個兩個公共空間去嘗試做一啲 showcase 或者一啲實驗性嘅改善，能夠令到 local 嘅 neighborhood 參與落去一齊去做，然後睇睇個成效。咁呢個係少少嘅建議俾局方考慮啦。
All done. Thank you. All right. Well, Rosalind, I think a lot of helpful suggestions, ideas. My sense is you probably need to take it away and refine it and fine tune and.Maybe it's another thing that needs to come back to the next commission, but maybe you want to respond, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members, for all the very useful comments that you have given. We'll try to take into account all your comments and refine the study scope and come back to the committee and to do another presentation for your consideration as soon as possible, possibly at the next meeting.
I think that's a practical approach. Please.Sorry.
Chairman, if I may just make some initial observations.
Yes.
On the timing or duration for this contract, actually we agree that 2 years is a bit long because it's relatively simple compared to the next one on the agenda. And trying to keep the duration short, I think we will try to put research into overseas experience into the next consultancy study. Actually, a part of the next consultancy study is actually on stock-taking overseas practices. So we will see how we can dovetail the two and try to avoid overlapping and keep this one shorter than 2 years. On some members' points about the two cases being chosen, it's supposed to be a backdrop leading to some principles to be applicable to other developed waterfront areas. That's certainly our intention. As to the choices of the two areas, we are indeed picking the two because we think those two have potential, but for some reasons, they are not really lively or as vibrant as we would have wished to see currently. But of course, if members have other ideas on perhaps can there be one more area or can one area be replaced by another one, we have an open mind. But I just want to call upon members to focus on developed waterfront areas, not areas yet to be developed, because for areas yet to be developed is supposed to be covered by other studies. And the purpose of this very consultancy is to look at existing, already opened harbourfront area, but yet somehow is not very well utilized. That's the point of the study. And I think Gong Yue has made a very good point about connectivity. If the whole study is about connectivity of a developed area, right now our focus is on connectivity with the hinterland. And I think Gong Yue has rightly reminded us that we should also look at connectivity with the sea. So we will take back all these comments and try to refine the scope of the study, yet try to keep it short in terms of the duration.
Thank you very much. I think you probably need research in both cases, but anyway, that's for other people to discuss in due course. The other point, just be careful. Yes, you establish principles, but I think the point people are making is, can they be translated when it comes to other areas, and can those local characteristics be translated? So, leave it for you to come back. Okay, thank you. Paul, quickly.
Yeah, I'm just from the response. I'm now very unclear. If it's a connectivity study, and we pick those two sites because we believe there's a connectivity issue to be resolved, then the focus would be on connectivity study. If there's an issue about enhancement, then we should look at the enhancement issues. But I urge you to be very clear about what you're trying to achieve and what it is, and then connectivity is both with the sea, both sites, and to the hinterland, not only to the hinterland. But I have a feeling that you'll have to understand why certain sites are not attractive. Actually, Tai Kok Choi is very attractive. But the fact that there are not a lot of people is something you cannot address in this study. So it will be a waste of money, and we can't learn much. But Tsing Yi, you could learn a lot. So I'm happy to talk to you about all of these sites, as I know them extremely all very well. I spend lots of time, most of them.
Well, let's take this off record and you can have a chat with them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Right, Rosin, you would come back next time.